Thank you. Good afternoon. I have no relationships to disclose. The AIDS Alliance for Children, Youth, and Families is a national nonprofit membership organization that gives voice to and advocates for women, children, youth, and families living with and affected by HIV and AIDS. Our members are healthcare providers, Ryan White Part D clinics, researchers, administrators, and consumers in more than 650 community-based care and prevention programs and clinics across the United States. AIDS Alliance has several different programs, and one of them is called Girls for Hope. Girls for Hope is funded with support from the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention's Division of Adolescent and School Health. And the program builds the capacity of HIV prevention program staff from community-based organizations to improve and enhance HIV prevention programs for African-American and Latina teen girls between the ages of 13 and 18 and their parenting adults. The intent of this training program is to provide CBOs with the tools and skills to build and strengthen relationships between African-American and Latina teen girls, their parents, and the community. As these interactions link and intertwine, they support and influence one another to provide a growing web of support for the sexual health and positive development of African-American and Latina girls. So why is a program with this focus relevant and important? We've already heard some about HIV among women. And Girls for Hope addresses a clear need for effective HIV prevention programming that reaches young women of color in their communities. As young people, these girls are at risk. Young people ages 13 to 29 now represent 25% of new HIV infections in the United States. And among young people, African American and Latina girls are a key group at high risk for contracting HIV. This slide from the CDC shows the disproportion between the population size of different racial and ethnic groups and the burden that each group bears in HIV and AIDS cases. Black and African American adolescents have been disproportionately affected by HIV and AIDS. As you can see by comparing the sections in pink, the percentage of cases by race or ethnicity on the left and population on the right. This data is from 2007 and shows that in the 34 reporting states, Black or African American adolescents 13 to 19 years old make up 17% of the population, yet 72% of the HIV and AIDS diagnoses. There are also large disparities in infection rates among the Hispanic or Latino population as a whole and when rates of new infections among women, Hispanic women and white women are compared. Additional risk factors include heterosexual sex, which is the leading means of infection for girls 13 to 19 years old, and sexually transmitted infections. Having an STI increases a person's likelihood of acquiring HIV, and young women of color have some of the highest rates of STIs in the U.S. population. HIV rates among young women of color are impacted by socioeconomic status and poverty. In fact, earlier this year, the CDC released a report that you may be familiar with, identifying the strong link between poverty and HIV infection in inner cities. Also impacting it are cultural barriers, such as those created by gender inequality and gender roles, and that affect women's ability to negotiate safer sex. Also, protecting against HIV and STIs may be secondary to addressing pregnancy, violence, and getting basic needs met for urban minority female adolescents. Other socioeconomic risk factors experienced by Latino and African American communities include lack of access to health insurance and medical care, greater high school dropout rates, and incarceration. As defined by the CDC in this context, capacity building assistance is the transmission of knowledge, skills, expertise, and attitudes that will strengthen the core competencies essential for community-based organizations to improve the delivery, effectiveness, and sustainability of disease prevention and health promotion programs for youth. Over the last 4 years, Girls for Hope program staff and evaluators have identified consistent themes among the community-based organizations providing prevention services to this population of young women. We've seen high levels of need and few resources. CBOs are clear about the needs of those they serve, but they lack adequate monetary and staff resources to meet the recognized needs. They have little access to culturally appropriate resources. They face external challenges like federal and state funding shifts, particularly in the current economic climate. And they also face internal challenges. They're often overwhelmed with the services that they provide. They face competing demands, and we've seen gaps in staff capacity and skill. AIDS Alliance provides much needed technical skills, expertise, and data to help CBOs navigate these challenges. These are some of the ways that the Girls for Hope program is meeting the needs of these CBOs, and I'll get more into depth about each of these. This is a snapshot of our capacity building assistance process. First, a national call for applications is released and distributed through AIDS Alliance's networks. A selection matrix is used to evaluate applications based on specific criteria. Once a CBO has been chosen and commits to participating in the program, a self-assessment form and follow-up interviews are administered in order to understand programs, goals, staff skills, and areas for development. A two-day on-site training is conducted with the program staff, volunteers, youth, and sometimes one or two partner organization staff. The training is developed in collaboration with the community-based organization staff and based on the results of the needs assessment. Training topics vary to meet the individual CBO needs, but typically include several key elements, and I'll tell you more about those shortly. And then follow-up support is provided for a period of 6 to 9 months and includes monthly conference calls with AIDS Alliance staff, the collaborative development of 30-day action plans, technical assistance, and connecting program staff to CDC resources, other national HIV prevention organizations, and evidence-based programmatic resources. We also send out an electronic newsletter once a month by email to all current and past Girls for Hope organizations and present webinars on relevant topics. And this is just another overview of the process. And as you can see, marketing and evaluation are also incorporated through the entire process. Girls for Hope capacity building assistance is implemented in accordance with research that suggests culturally appropriate CBA that includes not only training activities, but long-term follow-up support is most effective for groups that plan and implement HIV prevention programs. And here is a snapshot of some of our training modules. Again, each training is tailored to the needs of the specific community-based organization, but some modules are consistent and set an important foundation, so they show up in most of our trainings. These key modules include local HIV and STI statistics, youth empowerment and leadership with an emphasis on positive youth development principles, youth culture, the culture of the target population, and the importance of cultural competence. Also, understanding the stages of adolescence and adolescent development, peer HIV prevention education, evidence-based model programs and resources, and how to select and adapt those programs. No set curricula is distributed by us. Instead, we give the CBOs options, and they select a curriculum based on what is most appropriate for their target population. And we assist them in adapting it if necessary and provide guidance on using the curriculum. Finally, each training culminates in action planning, which informs the follow-up support. And since 2006, AIDS Alliance has assisted over 19 community-based organizations in 18 cities across the country in addressing their needs, identifying their strengths, addressing structural challenges, and implementing action plans. And our individualized capacity building assistance has ensured that each CBO received targeted, focused, and specific technical assistance based on its needs, vision, and objectives. Based on the data collected throughout our project period, the following areas were areas of greatest impact. Girls for Hope assisted CBOs to streamline program objectives and identify opportunities to develop girl-specific programming, assisted with organizational assessments and goal planning, assisted with community assessments, data collection, and identification of needs, and assisted with networking and the formation of partnerships and collaborations. The program also provided and modeled facilitation skills and provided a forum to both identify and discuss challenges and to problem solve. According to our 4 years of aggregated data, CBOs that serve adolescents at high risk for HIV demonstrate a need for capacity building assistance related to program planning and implementation and understanding youth. With customized assistance, such CBOs can maximize the existing resources they have and have a greater impact on the health outcomes of adolescents. Providing CBA to organizations serving African American and Latina teen girls and their parents is encouraged in order to strengthen prevention programs. Effective CBA recognizes and addresses the linkages between social injustices and HIV rates in these communities, includes long-term follow-up support, and addresses the unique assets and challenges of each CBO. Thank you, and if you would like any further information, I'd be happy to be in touch with you.